And I jokingly call it having unsafe sun. There's no doubt that not being out there with a little bit of intelligence, you have a good shot at getting skin cancer. Blue light is harmful only when the sun goes down, so you need blue during the day. The full spectrum generically is for health. We call that photocurrent. It's a nice fancy word for just plain old light that enters your eye, regulates your entire brain chemistry, whether you know it or not, it's regulating your life.
Welcome to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast, where we meet the world's top experts to explore the secrets of health, mindset, longevity, and so much more. Are you ready to take charge of your existence and biohack your life? This show is for you. Please keep in mind, we're not dispensing medical advice and are not responsible for any outcomes you may experience from implementing the tactics lying herein. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. Oh my goodness, friends, I have been so eager to share this episode. Ever since I met Ken Seder, he blew my mind about something I was completely missing when it comes to our light exposure. I've been talking so much about blue light and red light, but what about all of the rest of the light? What about light outside? I'm talking about full spectrum light. I talk about this in the episode, but I was kind of suspicious. I was living in a siloed world where maybe I wasn't getting the full picture, and now I know that I was not. I cannot recommend the Soulshine devices enough. I use them every single day, and now I know that I am getting the full light nutrition that I need. Yes, I do pair it still with my red light therapy. Yes, I do still use my blue light blocking glasses, but now I feel like I finally am getting the light that I need, and you will learn all about why in today's episode. If you'd like to get your own Soulshine device like I have, go to melanieavalon.com/soulshine. That's S-O-L-S-H-I-N-E. And use the coupon code MelanieAvalon. That will get you 10% off. So again, that is melanieavalon.com/soulshine, S-O-L-S-H-I-N-E, with the coupon code MelanieAvalon for 10% off. We talk about so many things in this episode. The role of full spectrum light, obviously, how light can affect your metabolism. We talk about blood photobiomodulation and how it affects blood in the eye. We talk about the different types of light, so that full spectrum versus red versus near infrared versus blue. We talk about the role of UV. Do you actually need some UV in your life? We talk about problems with common SAD light devices that people may have. We talk about how light affects your circadian rhythm and melatonin and serotonin. How you can use light instead of coffee, how you can use light on your plants, and we have a pretty cool story about Disney and the pumpkin in Cinderella. Get excited. The show notes for today's episode will be at melanieavalon.com/full-spectrum-light. Those show notes will have a full transcript as well as links to everything that we talked about, so definitely check that out. And there will be two episode giveaways for this episode. One will be in my Facebook group, IF Biohackers, Intermittent Fasting plus Real Foods plus Life. Comment something you learned or something that resonated with you on the pinned post to enter to win something that I love. And then check out my Instagram, find the Friday announcement post, and again, comment there to enter to win something that I love. All right, I think that's all the things. As a brief reminder, you can get 10% off site-wide a Soulshine device. Just go to melanieavalon.com/soulshine, S-O-L-S-H-I-N-E, and use the coupon code MelanieAvalon for 10% off. Hey friends, did you know that one of our largest sources of toxic exposure each and every day is through our skincare and makeup? It is so frightening the effects these compounds can have on our health. So we put these products on to help us look better, and yet they actually can be aging us, contributing to health issues, fertility issues, thyroid issues, mood issues, and ready for something potentially even more shocking? A lot of these endocrine disruptors are actually obesogens, meaning they cause your body to gain weight and make it harder to lose weight. That's right, your skincare and makeup may be hindering your weight loss goals. Europe has banned thousands of these compounds, and the US has banned around a dozen. There's even a loophole from the 1960s that allows companies to put whatever they want in their products, and they don't even have to tell you. That's why I am overwhelmingly careful about the skincare and makeup that I use. But here's the thing, it can be hard to find skincare and makeup that is non-toxic and actually works. And then on top of that, that actually has all the products you need. I have found two companies I am obsessed with their standards and use them every single day of my life and cannot recommend them enough. That's Counter, formerly known as Beauty Counter, and Crunchy. Both of these companies have incredible standards when it comes to what they put in their products. You can truly feel good about using them, and they actually work. For Counter products, go to melanieavalon.com/counter. And for Crunchy products, go to crunchy.com. That's crunchy.com/melanieavalon. New Crunchy customers can use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 to get 10% off. You'll also receive something special from me after your first order. I also highly recommend joining both of their loyalty programs. It's completely free to join, and with every purchase, you'll earn credit, as well as other fun goodies. For all the latest updates, new products, specials, deals, and fun things for me, because yes, I love giving things away, get on my email list. That's at melanieavalon.com/cleanbeauty. You can also get text updates when you text skincare to 877-861-8318. That's skincare to 877-861-8318. So again, to shop with me and get a free gift from me after your first order, go to melanieavalon.com/counter and also crunchy.com/melanieavalon. And new customers, use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 at Crunchy to get 10% off site-wide. And again, definitely join their free loyalty programs to earn credit on every order. Hi friends, exciting news. My Avalon X Spirulina is back in stock and now at a reduced price. Plus you get free shipping and my coupon code works on top of that sale price. Spirulina is honestly one of the most nutrient-dense things that you can put in your body in a whole foods, easy to eat form. It's a blue-green algae, which is a complete vegan protein packed with an incredible array of nutrients. We are talking 100% of your daily hard-to-get vitamin K, 625% of vitamin B12, over 1,000% of vitamin A, 86% of chromium, 27% of vitamin B2, plus so much more, including iron, GLA, the powerful antioxidant superoxide dismutase, and even glutathione. In fact, spirulina is so uniquely nutritious that it was actually studied by NASA to support the astronauts. I searched high and low to find the very best spirulina out there. Ours comes from a wonderful, sustainable, clean, environmentally friendly production facility in Hawaii. Not Thailand, Hawaii. And then on top of that, we did our own third-party testing for over 70 pesticides, heavy metals, toxins, all the things. This is the cleanest spirulina out there. And with spirulina, you can simplify your supplement routine and support your nutrition in one easy step. The tablets are super versatile. You can swallow them whole, blend them into smoothies, crush them up, or honestly, just eat them like I do. And again, we were out of stock, but now Avalon X Spirulina is finally back in stock at a reduced price, and my coupon code MelanieAvalon works on top of that too. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to avalonx.us/spirulina and use the coupon code MelanieAvalon to get 10% off our new reduced price plus free shipping. That's avalonx.us/spirulina with the coupon code MelanieAvalon. All right, without further ado, please enjoy this fabulous conversation with Ken Seder. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. I am so incredibly excited about the conversation that I am about to have. So the backstory on today's conversation, this is just really exciting because it's about a topic I've been talking about for years and years and years, honestly, ever since my biohacking journey, except not exactly. And what I mean by that is I've talked for a really long time about red light and near infrared therapy, and I've been using devices for that, like I said, for so many years and experienced so many benefits. And I was always wondering, actually, in addition to that, I also was combating the blue light side of things by wearing blue light blocking glasses. So I was super aware of the potential negative effects of blue light, as well as all the potential benefits of red light and near infrared light. That said, I felt a little bit siloed in my approach. I always sort of wondered if maybe I was missing something, or, you know, was the best approach to only be looking at these specific wavelengths, and was there something beyond that? I kind of had it on my radar to research. It was kind of just something I really wanted to get to. And then, as often happens, it came to me. So the fabulous Ken Cedar, who is honestly just one of the coolest, most kind, amazing, savvy human beings that I have met. It's just been so wonderful getting to know him. He reached out to me about his light devices, which are full spectrum. And of course, I was so intrigued based on what I just told you. And we did a call. And in the first call that we had, it really just blew my mind. He knew so much about light, and his devices that he makes, like I said, and we'll talk about in this episode, were something that literally I just wasn't aware of and nobody has been talking about. And I immediately knew I had to try out the devices. He was so kind to send me his devices so I can tell you my experience with those. And I knew we had to have him on the show. So Ken's mission is to spread awareness about something that he calls malillumination. So we will be diving deep into that. But Ken, thank you so much for being here.
My sincere pleasure, Mel. It's been a long time coming. I'm just so happy to be here as well.
Yeah, I really loved getting to know you it's been quite a few months now, but we've had so many incredible conversations about all of this. And I just so appreciate the education and awareness that you're doing, as well as the product creation, because, you know, you saw a problem and you helped create a solution there. So to start things off, your personal story, what made you so interested in light? Why are you doing this today? What led to that?
Yeah, thanks, Mel. Well, it's kind of a crazy story. I had been working for the CEO of a famous old toy company years ago. Make a long story short, I had completed a project with him. And fortunately, he was very pleased with my work. And he said, instead of working for me, why don't we be partners? I've got a whole bunch of deals, you know, proposals on my desk. If you find something you like, we'll be partners. I'll back you. And, you know, and instead, you'll be working for yourself. Make a long story short, I went to his office, and on the top of the pile was an old videotape. I stuck it into the machine, and lo and behold, I saw the work of this fellow whose name was Dr. John Ott. And most people that are not familiar with light may not be familiar with John, but anybody that's familiar with Walt Disney would certainly know John's work. He was a famous, what they called, time-lapse photographer. And a lot of the work for Disney, including the growing of the pumpkin for Cinderella and on, was the work of the late Dr. John Ott.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And there's a funny story I'll tell you about the pumpkin and Cinderella and Walt Disney. If we get to it, if you remind me, I'll tell you really a funny story about that as well. All said, I was just totally blown away. I'm sort of a visual guy, kind of a lazy reader. So to see the work of John Ott, flowers unfolding and all kinds of things, I was just mesmerized. Make a long story short, I went to my friend whose name was Harry, said, Harry, who the heck is this guy? And he went on to tell me that he was supporting some of Dr. Ott's research in those days of television and radiation, which was another story, again, that most people probably don't want to hear about, but it was shocking, the radiation that was discovered coming from TVs, you know, at least years ago. I'm not really currently up on TVs and radiation. However, the fact remains, Harry introduced me to the late Dr. John Ott, that the outcome of that meeting was a license agreement that was, you know, to make special lights for him, his patented lights. And that was the beginning of my relationship with light and light therapy, for lack of better. And it was Ott Light Systems in Santa Barbara, California, way back in the late 80s, I guess it was.
So what type of light, was it the same type of devices you're creating now?
You know, yes and no in this respect. First, it was fluorescent. These days, we're dealing with LED, light-emitting diodes. When we were making lights for Dr. Ott, it was based on his patents, and it was the best light at the time, without question, compared to anything else that was out there. The fact is, though, that it was limited with some of the research that's come out years later. So the primary difference was it was fluorescent lighting. That's the first thing. And we deal with LED lighting, which is, again, more current and much more energy efficient, although fluorescent was energy efficient in its day.
What was the purpose of the light? Was it for his creative work, or was it for health purposes?
Yeah, the original Ott light was a patented product that was actually a light fixture. However, prior to the light fixture, John was working for a company as a consultant called the Duro Test Company. I believe they were in Chicago, again, many years ago. And the Duro Test Company in its day was quite a substantially large manufacturer of fluorescent tubes. And John, being a photographer and being a horticulturist, he was very much interested in simulating daylight, or generically known as full spectrum light, which is a phrase or a term that John quoted, that John coined with respect to artificial light that's indoors, that's like sunshine. Anyways, he got them interested and they manufactured the first full spectrum light tube. In those days, it was called Vitalite. And Vitalite was the first and only, I think, patented full spectrum fluorescent tube. And it was really, you know, quite a famous product in its day, mostly sold in health food stores. But Vitalite was a patented product, as I say, and it was doing very well. And John became a spokesperson for the company, promoting the value of the Vitalite. However, about 3 or 4 years into the promotion, John was doing some work that started with Walt Disney, and he discovered that the fluorescent tube, the Vitalite, that he was promoting, some of his research identified that plants would grow fine in the center light emissions from the tube, but on the ends, what they call the cathode ends, he was discovering that plants that he had put in front of these lights, that the ones closest to the cathodes, they were having stunted growth. And then after the stunted growth period, they were turning into cancerous growths for the plants that were closest to the cathodes. Well, John went ahead and tried to get some meters to confirm, you know, but there was no meter that was validating or that was sensitive enough to understand what was going on. So he did some of his time-lapse photography work, and for weeks, he literally nonstop photographed the process from start to the finish. And what he discovered was that the light that was coming out of the cathodes, he discovered, was what he called low-level X-ray radiation. And he was able to determine that it was X-rays because when he put a lead shield, much like if you went to the dentist, when you get an X-ray, they put like a light apron in front of you. He was able to put this, what do you call it, lead shield, and it's stopped the stunted growth. When he took the shield away, the stunted growth continued, and so did the cancerous growth later in the process. So the point is that John discovered that fluorescent tubes that were lighting up the world, and still do, that the cathode ends were causing low-level radiation, and that low-level radiation, unfortunately, was causing cancer. Thus, the fact remains that cancer is coming from all these fluorescent tubes. And a little anecdotal note that may be relevant would be the fact that U.S. Navy did research on sailors on the high seas with the light of the sun, of course, shining off of the ocean. And they compared it to sailors that were working indoors administratively. And what they were looking for was skin cancer. Well, you can almost imagine, because of the story I'm telling, the research demonstrated, ironically, that the sailors on board ship had less problem with skin cancer than the indoor office workers that weren't in the sun at all, which was shocking. But the fact remains that was research, U.S. Navy.
I mean, that's really crazy because I think, you know, so many people are concerned with skin cancer, and obviously UV radiation is involved in that. But I think people think that we need to just stay out of the sun to protect ourselves, when it sounds like really there are a lot of other causes of cancer, and that we may be missing, you and I have talked about this, you know, are we missing nutrients from the natural light outdoors?
Yeah, and of course, and you're really right on. The irony is that without question, when you're outdoors, and I jokingly call it having unsafe sun, and you're out there burning up when you should be taking it, you know, little by little by little, there's no doubt that, you know, not being out there with a little bit of intelligence, yes, you have a good shot at getting skin cancer. However, the irony is the number of skin cancer cases are far less than the benefits of that same sunshine for reducing other types of cancer, as well as a host of other ailments. So you're right on the money, to the degree that too much sun, you know, not wisely used, so to speak, yeah, that's going to be a problem. But the irony is that the benefit of the sun far outweighs the number of cases of skin cancer compared to breast cancer, colon cancer, that are actually reduced because of the fact of the full spectrum light and especially the UV.
That's so crazy. So with his realization about this light and cancer and all of that, so what was the evolution in the lights that you were creating?
The fact is, in those days, although John went from the Vitalite, as I mentioned, that fluorescent tube, when he discovered the problem, he then made his own patented product, which was then known as the Art Light. And the fact is that the Art Light was a fixture versus a light tube. And the reason very quickly was because he had to create special shielding in order to benefit, or rephrase that, in order to reduce the problem of that low-level X-ray. Fluorescent tubes also put out another form of radiation that's coming from the tube, as well as the fact that they are lacking in the UV that was essential to reduce some of the cancer. So the fact is, he went and made a fixture called the Art Light. However, as much as the light was by far the best product out there, it was not only expensive, but the fact remains, it never addressed the other side of the invisible spectrum. Instead of the UV, John never addressed the near-infrared side. So what we've done that's different and moved from fluorescent to LED, our lights are based on the same premise, but we have added near infrared to our full spectrum recipe, if you would. And if you don't have the near infrared, unfortunately, as much as full spectrum light is by far, you know, better than limited spectrum and has wonderful benefits. However, it's sort of like a Trojan horse, where you're getting something good, but there's something hidden. And the hidden factor is, if it's out of balance, long-term use contributes to macular degeneration. So any indoor light source today, every indoor light source today for general lighting, basically what I'll call white light, full spectrum or otherwise, if it does not have a balance of near infrared wavelengths, and none of them do, if it does not, it means that over time, those indoor artificial lights that everybody is living and working under are all slowly but surely contributing to macular degeneration, which is shocking, but the industry does not acknowledge that, but it happens to be the truth.
So I've mentioned these words a lot, like near infrared and blue and red, and now, you know, full spectrum, you are as well. So just for listeners, like, what is the actual difference in these different types of light?
Good point, of course. The first thing is, I'll start with where I just left off. Our particular light ranges from what they call 350 nanometers on one end of the spectrum, which is the blue, the UV side. So we have a little bit of a trace of UV, a minute amount, but a trace of UV. Then we have the complete visible spectrum, basically the white light that, you know, that we see when we're outdoors, nature's light. And then on the far right side, or the far opposite of the blue, we have near-infrared light. Now, the fact is that near-infrared is invisible and ultraviolet is invisible. And of course, the visible spectrum is what most of us are used to, with whether we're outdoors in sunlight or whether we're indoors under artificial light. Now, the first thing is blue light. There's been a lot of press, of course, and you're very familiar with it, of course, yourself, but there's been a lot of press about blue light and electronic devices, our phones and our computers and things of that nature, and warnings about too much blue light, especially at night, interfering with melatonin. And melatonin is a hormone that's very much associated with sleep. So blue light has gotten the reputation that it's, if not dangerous, it's harmful. But it's not harmful in the sense of all day long. It's harmful only when the sun goes down and it's interrupting the flow, or the manufacture of melatonin. During the day, blue light is absolutely essential. It's essential for alertness. It turns on serotonin. Think blue sky. I mean, there's so much blue out there, just the blue sky is mind-blowing. So you need blue during the day. And the fact of having blue blocking glasses, although I'm not opposed to them, I would not recommend them personally until the sun goes down. Now, some of the blue blockers are very low on blocking all of the blue. Some are specific to a primary wavelength. So I'm not that knowledgeable about all blue blocking lenses, but some of them are better, or do I dare say that I would recommend versus others. But the point is, without getting into blue blockers, the blue light is essential during the day, and it should not be in your vision during the night, and thus blue blocking lenses or shutting down your lights at night, and if possible, turning on red lights. Simple red light will not impact that melatonin. So that's the blue light story, if I might, for just a moment. On the other end, again, the invisible side is the near infrared and red as well as near infrared, which is big time. You know, I think that a lot of people these days, even those that are not biohackers, you know, that have any interest in health, especially beauty as well, photobiomodulation, the kind of a funny little word that's all about red light therapy and near infrared. A lot of people are becoming familiar with that. It's great for recovery from your exercise. It's great used to reduce pain. It's magnificent from the beauty perspective to reduce little crow's feet on the face and wrinkles and build collagen. So near infrared and red, also known as photobiomodulation, is really big in the news, big in the health world, and it's extremely, extremely popular. I think that the fact of the visible, the full spectrum generically is for health, the near infrared and the red side, although it would be technically referred to as limited spectrum, the benefits are just amazing. It's almost too good to believe. I think the last time I looked, there was in excess of 4,000 peer-reviewed papers with the benefits of red or near, you know, together or individual. So the basics of blue side, the red near side, and the visible, there's three different basics that I would associate with light, in addition to, which I think I left off, the ultraviolet on the invisible range of the blue side.
So for the full spectrum light, if you combine just those three, the near infrared, the red and blue, and some of the violet, is that full spectrum light, or is there other things in there as well?
You know, that would be what I would refer to as true full spectrum. Most people these days, do I dare say most manufacturers other than consumers, the majority, to the best of my knowledge, if you were to Google full spectrum light, the majority would be all about visible light. That is to say, they would be negating the ultraviolet. Most of them refer to ultraviolet as being harmful, which ultraviolet is essential. It's definitely harmful if you have too much, but it comes to us naturally, and whoever invented the sun did not make a mistake. So the ultraviolet, to suggest that it's harmful, is that's just not a true story or the full story. The fact, again, is most full spectrum light, or do I dare say all, of the manufacturers are strictly the visible white, do not include the near infrared, which is invisible, and do not include the UV as a general rule.
Hey friends, I am about to tell you how to get 10% off the ideal coffee when it comes to supporting your health. So if you guys know me, you know I am obsessed with optimizing basically everything I consume, and that especially relates to coffee. Did you know that coffee is one of the most powerful sources of antioxidants in the modern diet? And yet, not all coffee is created equal. Between sourcing, farming practices, roasting, and contaminants, there can be a huge difference in the health impact of the coffee that you drink. That is exactly why I created Glow Coffee. Glow Coffee is a premium, specialty-grade Arabica coffee sourced from sustainable women-led farms in Colombia. It's organically grown, and we third-party test it meticulously, like every single lot, for purity. And what makes Glow especially exciting from a biohacking perspective is that we specifically made it to be rich in chlorogenic acid, or CGA. That's one of coffee's primary, most potent antioxidant compounds that has been studied for its role in metabolic health, inflammation, oxidative stress, and so much more. The elevation levels of the beans, how they're grown, and how they're roasted all affect CGA levels. So we searched high and low to find the perfect beans naturally high in CGA and tested them to confirm that, and then we roast those beans to preserve the CGA content. and then test after that as well. Coffee is already one of the potentially biggest contributors of antioxidants in the human diet, so I designed Glow Coffee to maximize those benefits while keeping it incredibly clean and high quality. And this coffee is so clean. It's grown organically, of course, but then we go even farther than that. We third-party test the beans for almost 100 toxic compounds, including pesticides, heavy metals, and mold. Oh, and perhaps the best part is it is absolutely delicious. We're talking smooth, low bitterness. It's honestly the exact coffee I personally want to drink every single day of my life. It's so bright, smooth, and delicious that it's also perfect black for fasting. No added sweeteners or cream needed. You can also splash it on your face for an antioxidant-rich toner. I do that every single day. After the sauna, after the shower, all the things. I created Glow Coffee because it's really about upgrading one of our most common daily habits into something that truly supports your health and performance. You can get 10% off with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. That's 10% off Glow Coffee with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. Are you ready to glow inside and out? Fuel your day, illuminate your way. That's glowcoffeeco.com.
So I had mentioned the different light devices that I've been using with red and near infrared. And before meeting you, I had also been using, because now there are a lot of these daylight or these, you know, sad lights on the market that you can get on places like Amazon. And they're just bright white lights that you can, you know, use to treat, well, they say to treat like depression or to, you know, wake up in the morning. So those lights, you can't speak to every company, but in general, those lights, what type of light are they emitting?
Sure. Most will refer to as sun-like or full spectrum would be the usual term that's associated as an adjective to identify their light. Most of them will say, you know, simulating sunshine. Again, that depends on your definition. To simulate sunshine in the visible, I would agree in most cases, and most of those lights, the greatest majority, will have a benefit for about 87% of the users, will reduce their depression. However, because they are lacking in the near infrared and they're loaded with the blue side, they are out of balance. So all of those sad lights, I'd venture to say every single one of them, at least to the best of my knowledge, as much as they may reduce your depression or reduce your fatigue, which I would agree in general, but they're not telling you because they don't follow the science, the true science, they're technically out of balance and they don't have the near infrared and therefore over long-term use. The research is out there by others, not by me. Those lights would be contributing to macular degeneration. The near infrared is absolutely essential, just as it is in nature. The near infrared is there from morning to evening. As a matter of fact, at noontime, it's about 50-50, meaning about 50% in the near, 50% in the visible. In the first thing in the morning and in the late afternoon as the sun's going down, it's probably about 5-1 in the near range versus the, you know, high noon. But the fact is, satellites are beneficial to a degree. They refer to them as full spectrum or sun-like. Unfortunately, I believe they don't follow the science. Therefore, by not following the science, they're leaving off a critical piece of information that they're basically hazardous, especially to one's biology, but most importantly, to your eye health.
Yeah, this is just so, so crazy. Just to focus one more on part of the light. So the UV that you add, is it the same amount as the amount found in the sun? And is it the same type? Like, is it UVA or UVB? What type of UV is it?
That's a good point. In our particular case, in our product, it's UVA, and it drops down to the nanometer would be 350 nanometer, which would be in the UVA range. Our light is about 6% is in the UV, but it's really quite, we refer to it as, what's the right word, a trace amount would be what we would actually call it. So there's enough for a biological benefit, but it still is quite minute. We do not suggest that our light would help you with vitamin D, although I must admit, depending on the individual, in some cases, it will affect your vitamin D. But again, it's not promoted as a vitamin D light by any means. We do not have UVB, which is associated primarily with the manufacture of vitamin D. We bring in the UVA primarily for the reason being that UVA is about 90% of what you get in sunlight versus about 10% would be the UVB. So in as far as we're concerned, because there's so much UVA, we felt it was essential to bring it in. At the same time, we didn't reach into the UVB for a combination of reasons that had to do with engineering in general.
In the ideal situation with engineering, would you want to include some UVB, or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have that on, I'm glad you asked. We have that on the drawing book. When we made lights for Dr. Ott, again, a million years back, about 35 years ago, at the time when we were Ott Light Systems, we sold two different versions of Dr. Ott's light. In those days, as you may, well, you're too young to remember it, but in those days, UV was so much more controversial because, unfortunately, the pharmaceutical companies were blaming the sun for being the bad guy when it really wasn't. It was their way of being able to sell all of their chemicals and stuff that you put on your skin. It was at that time is when these sun-protecting lotions and stuff were just coming out. And so the pharmaceutical company was blaming the sun in order to sell, you know, this stuff for your skin to cover up. Unfortunately, most of that stuff was more cancerous than the sun itself could ever be. But the fact is, the UV in those days, we used to have one light that we called the Winter Bright, which was a satellite that had no UV for those folks that were concerned about UV. And then we had a similar model that purposefully had the UV that we refer to as the Natural Bright. So interestingly, although we don't have more than a trace amount in our current iteration of lights, we do anticipate that we will probably in the future, as we grow, being a little nonprofit, we're kind of a fledgling organization, but as we grow, we anticipate to probably replicate our thinking of days gone by and offer one of our systems as a plus model that would give you the UV of the UV, you know, in a greater volume for those folks that choose that versus those that don't. Again, that controversy is hard to get over, so we leave that to the public to be, you know, informed as they see fit.
Ooh, that's super exciting. It's always exciting to hear about, you know, the evolutions and the developments in a company. And I remember when I first met you, for example, you waited a little bit to send me a unit because you just had a new development in your own units, which was actually a feature that I wanted, which was to have the near infrared running longer than individual sessions. That was what had changed, right?
Yes, you are correct. We in our current little light panel that we call Soul Photovites is the model. It's a little light panel that probably most people would initially associate it with SAD. The original model that we started with had what we called two modes, and the protocol was, you know, was 15 minutes with a little timer that's built in, 15 minutes of the full spectrum that included the near infrared. And then that 15 minutes would be followed by 15 minutes of the near, and therefore the protocol was a half an hour. What we've changed, it was just in the process of now putting it out to the public. It's crazy that you even say it, literally just starting now, is that we've added the equivalent of I call it a third mode where the near infrared, instead of being just on a timer for 15 minutes, the users will now be able to have it on as long as they want, not on a timer. And that's a benefit that would allow you to have the near, especially when you're computing for eye health or any time during the day, instead of having to keep putting it on every 15 minutes, you'll now have the choice of either on the timer for 15 for the morning protocol or to use it without a timer all day long, as much as one chooses.
I love that so much. And so basically, because like I said, you were so kind to send me the units. And so I have the device that you just mentioned on my desk. And so in the morning, I do the full spectrum session. And then I switch it to the near infrared. And like we talked about before, and you kind of mentioned just now, I use it to combat the light I'm getting from my desktop and, you know, the other lights I have to light up the space. So it's really, really great. I love it. So speaking of the eyes, you told me something that had never occurred to me, but it was so fascinating. And it was the role of our eyes exposing our blood to the outer world. Can you talk a little bit about that? What is the effect of light entering our eyes and its effect on the blood?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you for reminding me. The fact is that most people may not be aware of it, but all of the blood in your body basically passes through your little eyeballs about every 2 hours, give or take, which is pretty fascinating if you think about that for a moment. So if the other thing that I want to mention too about the eyes, if one were standing naked in the noonday sun, ironically, the largest organ of your body, the skin, would only be bringing light into the body, the light's energy, 2%, which is kind of shocking if you think that the largest organ brings in only 2%. And I think probably most all of your listeners especially are very familiar with the importance of vitamin D. So if 2% hits the skin, the largest organ, and benefits vitamin D, what does that suggest that the smallest organ, your eye, brings in 98% of that light energy into your body by way of the retina directly to your brain? The voltage of your nervous system and your brain, of course, is electrical. We call that photocurrent. It's a nice fancy word for, guess what? L-I-G-H-T, just plain old light that enters your eye, regulates your entire brain chemistry, regulates everything that you, in a sense, that you think or do, basically is coming from the light that's entering your eye, whether you know it or not, that's regulating your life.
That is so crazy. Yeah, that just really never occurred to me. And something else we talked about is, do you have ideas about how it might affect our metabolism or our eating patterns as far as our, you know, circadian rhythms go?
I sure do. The fact is that technically light entering the eye ignites your metabolism. As a matter of fact, metabolism is 100% dependent on light. The fact is that most people may not realize it, but I'll make a simple analogy, if I might. In days gone by, as a youngster, I worked in dear old dad. I worked in his auto shop. So I was sort of a grease monkey, you know, into cars and all that went with it. And so the idea of a combustion engine was, you know, established in my little brain a long time ago. And I'd like to make a comparison for the audience with a combustion engine of an automobile and a human combustion engine, if you would. Both the automobile has fuel, of course, gasoline in most cases. And for humans, we have, of course, whatever we ingest as a general rule is the primary nutrition that we take in. Both the automobile has a carburetor, or in some cases, fuel injection, but a carburetor to bring oxygen in for combustion. And of course, in humans, we breathe. We have lungs that bring oxygen in conjunction with the nutrition that we consume. In the automobile, we have a spark plug that ignites combustion. It is the spark that causes the combustion to occur. In humans, the spark for combustion is light that enters the eye. So humans are a combustion engine of sorts, a biologically combustion engine, just like an automobile. And as I say, metabolism is 100% dependent on light.
And then also for people who drink a lot of coffee, for example, is there an energy potential to light? So can we use it like caffeine? Maybe not to that extent, but what effect can it have on our energy levels?
Absolutely. And again, we even make note of that in our little brochure for some of our products that you can literally use from a therapeutic perspective. One could literally use our little light panel anytime during the day, in addition to using it first thing in the morning, primarily to set one's circadian rhythm and to energize and as I say, ignite that metabolism. One could use it anytime during the day. Almost the equivalent of a cup of coffee, you will really feel the energy charge. It's quite fascinating. And I'll add a little anecdotal funny story. Way back when I was Art Light, I remember coming into our office in Santa Barbara when I first started with Dr. Art, and we had a little light panel, our so-called satellite, if you would, was on a pedestal. And I remember coming into the office. I was the first one there early one morning. I said, does this damn thing really work? Does it really energize? And I remember literally getting down on my knees because the light was down quite low and flipping on the switch and staying pretty close to the light, maybe a foot away, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I'm not sure. And I was blown away that I really felt like I just drank 10 cups of coffee at that moment. So the energizing effect is absolutely vital. It's absolutely real. And I'm willing to say that anybody would be able to validate it. But more than that, we have research at our website, If somebody goes to soulshine.org or to scienceoflight.org, either one. But the point is, we have research that identifies that vitality, the energy of the sun, was actually measured. And they found that folks that were obviously in the sun more had a higher level of vitality than those that had less. So there's research. A lot of people speak of different supplements and nutrients for vitality. But the truth is, the real research comes right back to old sunshine. More sunshine, more vitality. More sunshine, enhanced immunity. The research is also at our site. So when you're indoors, your immunity is taking a beating. When you're indoors, your vitality is going down. If you can't get out in the sun, you'll forgive me promoting our products. But the very bottom line, we've got the best thing second only to the sun to reduce any of the problems associated that we call malillumination.
No, this is so, so incredible. And I'm so passionate about it. And speaking of like the promoting aspect, so you are a nonprofit. What was your decision to go that route?
Well, you know, my brother Len and I were at Light again about 35 years ago. We're best friends. We're business partners. When we were little boys, we shared the same room. Then we got older. We got married. We had our own homes. Then we got divorced and we moved back together. The good news is now we got our own bedrooms. We're not in the same room. As business partners, we were basically, I guess I'd say, somewhat retired, Melanie, you know, after the sale of the company and raising our families and then on to grandkids or whatever. And about 12 years ago, I believe it was, that we decided to start the nonprofit to raise awareness about malillumination, because I truly do have, because of John Ott, and still do, I think you can easily hear it, my passion for light and its importance. And we recognized more and more as time, you know, especially I guess probably because of the grandkids, that folks were spending so much time indoors. When I was a kid, you couldn't get us to come in from play. Now my grandkids, sort of, you can't get them to go out to play. So we really got on a, you know, on and on. And we said, you know, let's do a little nonprofit. We're sort of getting bored, getting old here. And we started the nonprofit, basically raising awareness pretty much online was our effort, you know, a website, of course. And pretty much for about 10 years, we were strictly raising awareness, communicating, you know, a little bit here or there, but trying to simply bring attention to the website and share information about malillumination and the importance of light. Because of the newer technology of LEDs over these last few years, and especially the research associated with near, when I realized not so long ago that lacking near infrared was causing the potential of macular degeneration, and that John Ott didn't know that, nor did I making lights for him, I was sort of blown away and said, oh my God, nobody's doing this. We're out here pitching the importance of light and full spectrum light. We better go check and see if we can find somebody that will help us engineer and make a light that includes the near infrared. So for about 10 years, we were raising awareness strictly. Now as a nonprofit, we were fortunate enough to be able to find that engineer the products that we now call Soulshine Photo Nutrition. And we were able to basically now start to promote and support ourselves by the sales of these light units, where we've accepted donations, and unfortunately, very few people have donated for us to tell the world that they should get sunshine, although we've had some and we appreciate, you know, from the heart every donation. But the fact is, now selling these lights not only benefits the user, but of course it supports our nonprofit. And that's really been a boon, you know, a real boon for us.
That's awesome. So to clarify, because I'm so fascinated by business and entrepreneurship and things like nonprofits. So the products themselves are part of the nonprofit. They're like supporting the nonprofit, or are they a separate company that supports the nonprofit?
That's interesting that you ask. We are, ironically, in the eyes of the IRS, I never knew the term existed, but we are a hybrid nonprofit. Crazy. But if you Google it, you'll see that that's a term that the IRS recognizes. And the reason they recognize it, or at least let me rephrase that, I believe with respect to ourselves, I don't know if this is across the board with the IRS, but my understanding from the IRS for us, because the product that we now sell was something that supports our mission. And more than supports the mission, it did not exist in the marketplace. There are, as we've already covered, lots of full spectrum lights, but none of them really simulate sunlight properly, or most importantly, safely. So because it didn't exist, and because it supports our mission, we're able to be identified as a hybrid nonprofit, basically being able to make and sell, although we will be paying a tax, I believe. And again, I'm not savvy with the tax law at the moment, but I do believe profits are not tax-free. We're allowed to do it as a nonprofit, but I do believe, if I've got my facts together, that there will be a tax, I believe, associated. We've not dealt with that because we've not made enough profit yet to declare anything to the government. We will at the end of this year, but make a long story short, that's what we are, a hybrid nonprofit in the eyes of the U.S. government, IRS.
Hey, friends. Did you know there is an ancient botanical that modern research shows performs on a level comparable to metformin when it comes to supporting healthy blood sugar levels? And not only that, this compound also supports the gut microbiome, healthy cholesterol levels, and even stimulates the AMPK pathway in the body to support cellular cleanup and longevity. You might have heard about AMPK. We talk about it a lot in the context of fasting, which also stimulates it. I am talking about berberine. I take berberine every single day of my life, and I see massive differences on my CGM, my continuous glucose monitor, when I use it. I take it to support my fast and before meals to reduce blood sugar levels. It is a powerhouse of a compound. And like I said, people are prescribed the pharmaceutical metformin to control their blood sugar levels when they could be taking this completely natural compound that has been used for thousands of years in both ancient traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. I wanted to make the best berberine on the market, so that's why I created Avalon X Berberine 500. We did so much testing to find the most potent, pure, and clean form available. There's no problematic fillers, no common allergens, just pure, vegan, lab-tested berberine extracted from traditional sources. Friends, I am not kidding the difference I see on my blood sugar levels with this berberine. We're talking no post-meal spikes when I eat all that fruit and lower fasting blood sugar levels. It also reduced my HbA1c and my cholesterol levels. You can get it at avalonx.us. And the coupon code IFPODCAST will get you 10% off. You can also get a one-time 20% off coupon code when you text AvalonX to 877-861-8318. That's AvalonX to 877-861-8318. And you can get a 15% off coupon code by signing up for email updates. For that, just go to avalonx.us/email list. Again, friends, this is one of the most powerful compounds you can add into your health and wellness routine. Healthy blood sugar control, even if you're not pre-diabetic or diabetic, is so important, and berberine helps support that. It is the ultimate compound for blood sugar control, cholesterol, your gut microbiome, and longevity. Get it at avalonx.us with the coupon code IFPODCAST.
That's so interesting. I didn't know I was going to learn about all of this today. I love that. And it's tax season right now, and it's, you know, taxes are crazy. Okay. So for users, so these lights, because clearly you're so passionate about this mission and, you know, you saw the need for this product that didn't even exist and created it, which I'm just so grateful to you for. So the everyday user getting these lights, what is the spectrum of, you know, benefits or uses that they might experience? Like, are there a few different things that people might really benefit from, like with sleep or depression or things like that? And compared to like a biohacker who just wants to enhance their life, basically how should we use these?
Sure. Let me address a question I think that you actually touched on that I went right past. One thing for certain, morning light, and there's research again at our website. I speak of sunlight, of course, but morning light actually has the benefit of keeping your waistline in check. You can actually benefit from morning sunlight or morning light therapy. With respect to anyone that's concerned about dieting, they ought to really check out the research, because light therapy, or more so technically morning sunlight, will definitely benefit without question one's waistline. So Weight Watchers, be aware that light is important, especially first thing in the morning. With respect to that same thing about morning, although the light is important all day long, obviously, ideally, the most important part of the day to set one's circadian rhythm, which is essential for your rhythm. Almost every cell in your body has a little clock, if you would, that's associated with what's called circadian rhythm. And we need to be in sync with daylight. and our rhythm needs to be, our circadian rhythm needs to be in sync with nature's rhythm. If you think about jet lag, that would be an exact example of being out of rhythm with a time zone. So it's essential to have light first thing in the morning, admittedly, preferably sunlight if it's available. If you can't get sunlight, or you can't get it consistently, or simply inconvenient, our little light would be the ideal first thing in the morning to do that protocol that we've already mentioned, that 15 minutes and 15 minutes, a half an hour of light would set your circadian rhythm. By setting your morning rhythm, you would be setting basically your evening rhythm of sorts, and the morning would actually be about 12 hours later preparing you for sleep. So the fact is circadian rhythm, especially morning light, critical, vital. Can't say enough good about it. You know, that circadian lighting, essential, first thing in the morning. There's other benefits, as already mentioned, of course, just your level of energy would be improved. The fact is that you want light all day long. We have a different light that's not specific to therapy, a little floor light that I think we sent you one. The fact is that the floor light would be much more for a general environmental lighting all day long. But the benefit, very far reaching, the primary, most important, is setting one's circadian rhythm, getting one energized, and at the same time preparing one, as odd as it sounds, 12 to 14 hours later, basically preparing one for sleep.
That circadian rhythm piece is so huge. And I don't know if you listen to Andrew Huberman's podcast ever, but he was recently talking about, you know, what you just said about the role of exposure in the morning to really set your bedtime later, ironically enough. He actually said something I had never heard before, and I want to fact check this, especially because I've been like fact checking some other things he said, and they were like, nah, I don't know. I just want to fact check it. But he said that our exposure to light and how it affects our circadian rhythm, that it only has an effect on the over, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but basically it only has an effect on our overarching rhythm when we're exposed to it during certain time windows. And so like the example was that if you woke up in the middle of the night and were exposed to, you know, the wrong type of light, it wouldn't actually affect your overarching circadian rhythm compared to when you're exposed to it in the morning or evening when you're naturally exposed to different types of sunlight. That's when it's like setting up your sleep-wake cycle. And I could be slightly getting that wrong, but that was the gist of it. That blew my mind. I'd never heard that.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, I have high regard for Andrew, quite frankly. I've not really listened to many of the podcasts, but in general, I have high regard for his research. And I, for the little that I have come to know, I agree with probably 99% of what I've read. I don't really know to address that. The only thing I can tell you is there's no doubt in my mind that morning light, absolutely critical, no two ways about it. As far as the evening, we've already touched on, it's not so much of disrupting your circadian rhythm specifically, although it would, light at night would be moving your rhythm forward. But I would say that light, if you woke up in the wee hours, hypothetically, and there was light, it may not affect your circadian rhythm when you woke up specifically, but the light would affect the flow of melatonin. The research that I've read, and it was years ago, just a slight amount, I mean, almost infinitesimal amount of light versus true darkness actually interrupted melatonin. So the slightest amount of light at night, ideally, one should be in a very darkened bedroom if possible. And if there is any light whatsoever, it's perfectly okay to be in the red, you know, like the caveman that, you know, evolved, so to speak, with fire in the cave. That red will not interrupt the melatonin. But any kind of light, blue or white, basically, you know, your average white light in the bedroom, just a minute amount would definitely impact melatonin much more than anybody would realize. So if possible, you want to sleep in as much darkness as physically possible. And if you're going to have any kind of light, especially if it's a nightlight, make it red.
I cannot agree more. I'm so, so passionate about all of this. And so another question about the users using the light, how might it affect So we talked about, you know, people's sleep rhythms and circadian rhythms and energy. How might it affect their mood?
It definitely is going to elevate your mood. There's no two ways about it. If you think of SAD, SAD, of course, most people associate it with, you know, with winter depression. A lot of people associate it primarily with, you know, like upstate New York, you know, or someplace like Washington State. The irony is when we were making satellites 35 years ago, some of the greatest amount of sales were in, ironically, in sunny California. And the reason being, although SAD was noticed when the sunlight changed in the winter, but that same problem of SAD technically was happening whenever you were indoors. We called it mallumination. So what I'm suggesting is, although SAD is a term, you know, that's valid and well accepted these days, in a sense, I see SAD, quite frankly, is mallumination. So the fact is, yes, light will energize. It will reduce depression. At our website, again, there's, if you, I'm trying to just think without looking at the website, Melanie, under research, I believe, if you'll find it on our website, you'll see loads of information about different types of depression and the research associated with depression and light. Very, very beneficial. And I think that it's about somewhere between 83-87% of the people that are really struggling find benefit quickly, in some cases, the very first day.
It's so amazing. And so I'll tell you how I'm using everything, and you can let me know if this is correct. So, or actually before that, we keep touching on the different devices. Can you just, pun intended, enlighten listeners on the different devices that you offer?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I'd love to do that, of course. Currently, we have two basic products. We have a little light panel that I'll say is specifically for therapy, the little light panel. And then we have a light bulb. And the light bulb is intended, although it's therapeutic, it's intended more so for general, you know, environmental lighting. Now, the light bulb comes in two different products, if you would. One is a little clip-on, you know, with a cord and a switch that you literally clip, well, to a tabletop or a desktop or wherever it might be convenient to take advantage of using that light. The same light bulb comes in another configuration, which is what we call the Soul Telescope. It's a floor light. It's very lightweight, quite slender. It has a telescoping shaft, and at the top has a gooseneck. So it's quite zen, as you know, and it's really the ideal for convenience that it gives you, as I've already mentioned, environmental light all day long. However, both the light bulb clip-on as well as the floor light, they are both rated from 2 feet away of what they refer to as 10,000 lux, a measurement that's often associated that is required for SAD light sufferers. The fact is, so therefore, the light bulbs are absolutely could be used as SAD lights, but they also are multi-purpose where they become general lighting, as I say, for, you know, conventional indoor environmental lighting for people, pets, and plants, especially good for reading, crafting, or just general sitting, like if you're, if, especially for seniors, if there's a lot of seniors that are indoors shut in, it would be lovely, just like a grow light for plants, to have that light showering a senior. Wonderful, especially for computer operators, where one would position a floor light or a bulb, if they could, between the computer monitor and the user. You would have that light sort of in between the two of you, showering down toward the keyboard. Light would be entering into your eye from above, kind of like sunlight. And the beauty of it, besides being able to see by it, and our light offers what we call maximum visual acuity, the best color contrast, but would also be able to reduce the effect of the blue light and the EMF that's coming from the computer screen. It's not going to stop that radiation, but if you can sort of think black and white makes gray, our light would basically help to mitigate the blue light and would help to mitigate the EMF that's coming from the computer. So the products are basically a bulb in two delivery systems. And then we have our little light panel, which we've touched on, especially is more therapeutic, ideal for morning use in particular for circadian rhythm, ideal throughout the day, kind of like a cup of coffee for a boost of energy, and certainly ideal all day long or into the night on the near infrared in particular, which you can use, you know, especially before bedtime. The near would help to prepare one for sleep. A half an hour to an hour of near at night would be a great idea, especially if somebody's having sleep issues. So the fact is there's three separate products. However, there's only two we regard. One is a light bulb and one is a light panel.
So I'll tell listeners about how I use these devices, but just as a note, and I'll say this again at the end, but Ken is so kind. Listeners can actually get 10% off these orders at soulshine.org. So thank you, Ken, for that. And that's the coupon code Melanie Avalon for 10% off. So the way, and again, you were so kind to send me the devices and I love them. And I will say my experience of this full spectrum light that it emits, it definitely just intrinsically or intuitively feels different from the standard American lights that I had been using. I just absolutely love it. It feels like real light. I don't know. Like it feels nourishing in a way. It's hard to describe, but so the way that I use them, I have, like I said, the panel and I do the full spectrum session in the morning. And then I run the near infrared to kind of combat all of the blue light and all of the exposure, especially around my computer situation. And then I have the bulbs, which I use to light up the space, as well as I was going to ask you about this. I have a lot of indoor plants and I've been using those on the plants as well. Is that a good use for them?
Yeah. And we love to say that our lights are good for people, pets, and plants. It's absolutely ideal, you know, for that. And I may touch on something, Mel, if I might, with respect to, you made reference, I think you jogged my thought with, why do we call our light Soulshine Photonutrition? Of course, we've already touched on the fact that John Ott identified, 40, 50 years ago, that light is absolutely a nutrient. I mean, if you think of UV, vitamin D to some degree, that gives you an idea of the potential of light, you know, catalyzing nutrient value. But what a lot of people will not know, besides the value of our light being full spectrum from that range of 350 in the UV all the way into the near infrared, upwards to 1,000 nanometers. The point is that not only are you getting nutrient light value, or what we call photonutrients, but here's something that few people will know. All foods, for that matter, expensive vitamins that you ingest, if you do not have the true full spectrum of light entering your eye, you will not metabolize whatever you have just ingested. For the sheer fact that we've touched on, metabolism is basically so associated with light and the essential need for it. Therefore, if you don't have the full spectrum, I hate to say it, a fair amount of the nutritious value from all of your nutrients, especially expensive vitamins that I'm sure a lot of your biohacking constituents make good use of, you would be basically sending some of that nutrition, pardon my words, right straight down the toilet bowl.
Wow. So crazy.
Hi, friends. I have very exciting news. So I know you guys already know and love Element and understand the importance of electrolytes for hydration, energy, focus, supporting your fasting, your workouts, all the things. Guess what? Element has a product that goes beyond electrolytes. What is it? Well, so I am very pro the benefits of caffeine. I love the cognitive benefits, the longevity benefits. And that said, I am a slow caffeine metabolizer, so I don't actually take in lots of caffeine. I've also learned that the form, dose, and balance of caffeine makes a huge difference in how you actually feel. That's why I am so excited that Element has launched a brand new lemonade iced tea. It's refreshing, delicious, lightly caffeinated, perfect for summer, and what I really love is the science behind it. So instead of relying on massive amounts of isolated synthetic caffeine like so many energy drinks out there do, Element Lemonade Iced Tea uses a full black tea extract, so alongside the caffeine, you naturally get compounds like L-theanine and polyphenols. The L-theanine actually helps smooth out the stimulant effect for a calmer, steadier energy experience with less spikes and crashes, while the polyphenols provide antioxidant support as well. And you guys know I am all about the antioxidants. And the incredible team at Element, including my personal hero, Rob Wolf, conducted a meticulous amount of research to find the perfect amount of caffeine, which is the sweet spot for sustained focus and energy without feeling overstimulated or wrecking your sleep later. That is exactly 50 milligrams of caffeine. On top of that, they knew that caffeine can increase your need for critical minerals like sodium, potassium, and magnesium. So that's why Element Lemonade Iced Tea pairs the perfect amount of caffeine with a meaningful dose of electrolytes to support optimal hydration and performance. And of course, Element Lemonade Iced Tea is completely free of sugar, artificial colors, and all the other stuff that you do not want that are so commonly found in caffeinated drinks today. It's built on the same science-backed electrolyte formula that Element is known for, with sodium, potassium, and magnesium in ratios designed to support hydration and energy production. The result? You get your perfect pack of portable, easy-to-make lemonade iced tea that provides steady, clean energy that tastes delicious and actually feels good. As you guys know, Element is trusted by neuroscientists, functional medicine practitioners, professional athletes, including the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and they're even used by Navy SEALs and the Marines. So are you ready to up your drink level with the ultimate lemonade iced tea? You can get it. And when you get it, get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/Melanie Avalon. That's right, a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/Melanie Avalon. Find your favorite flavor or share it with a friend. And by the way, Element has an amazing no questions asked refund policy, so you can try it completely risk-free. If for any reason you're not satisfied, they will give you your money back. Again, go to drinklmnt.com/Melanie Avalon for a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase, including their new lemonade iced tea.
I have actually really random tangent question really quick that just occurred to me. It's something I've wondered for a long time. It's something that I've noticed on, because I've, like I said, I've been using retinal therapy devices for a long time, and I noticed it on your panel device as well. When you run the near infrared only part of it, you can still, like, it's invisible, but you can still see that it like there's something red in the back of it. Do you know what, is that just part of the production? Because the other units do it too. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I sure do. You wouldn't see it in the light bulb as much because the white in the light bulb.
Yeah, you don't see it in the light bulb.
Right. But when you see just the near by itself, because we have 5 different wavelengths of near, and therefore we'd have 5 different ones that we purposely want to create this large, you know, broad band of near. Some of them will glow a little bit in the red simply because of the nature of where they are in the spectrum, being closer to that visible red and then progressively moving into total invisible. So what you're seeing is some of them, as I say, based on the wavelength, may glow a little bit red and some will be completely invisible, but it's just the nature of the little LED chip. Again, I don't know too much about the engineering of chips, but that is the basic, you know, that's the basic reason why some will look red and some will simply be invisible.
Okay. I've wondered that for so long. Cause like I said, the other brands, the panels do that as well. And I've always been like, is that, like, I'm like, what is that? Because it's like kind of in the background. You like kind of see it. You kind of don't.
Yeah. I guess, again, like I say, not knowing that much specifically about LED manufacturing, it's simply inherent somehow, you know, in that range of spectrum that gets into the invisible. But, you know, it dawned on me too, of course, your audience, you know, and your podcast, of course, is the buzzword is biohack. It dawned on me that maybe, if not closing, but toward a closing thought, something that might be kind of interesting, especially to biohackers, that I'm confident, as you already touched on, and we're very familiar with red light therapy or photobiomodulation. What we do that's unique, by the way, that I think that a lot of biohackers are just starting to wake up to, you know, the idea of the full spectrum versus the limited, you know, near and red. As much as they're magnificent, they're still limited for the sheer fact that they're not full. They're not including the rest of the spectrum. So most people that use photobiomodulation, I think it's fair to say, they'll use it for localized. You may aim it toward a place in the body that's pained, or you may aim it toward a facial for crow's feet or collagen. But the point is, the general term, even for full body, it's still basically localized. We've brought a new term or a new concept where we refer to our light, especially our little light panel, is blood photobiomodulation, where we basically, as already mentioned, shine the light into the eye because that's where most of your energy enters the body through your eye. And because the light, the near range, as you've already mentioned and have experienced, is very soft and gentle, when that red light is coming into your eye and it's radiating the red blood cells in particular, it's circulating through the whole body. So our light, our blood photobiomodulation, is systemic. It's not just localized. It's affecting the entire system. And again, it's not that we're in conflict with, you know, photobiomodulation, but we're giving you a different spin where instead of putting on goggles in many cases to block the light from coming into your eye, we're purposely giving you gentle light to purposefully come into the eye. And so, like I say, the fact of biohackers in particular, I would really encourage the audience, without trying to sound too much like a salesman, to check out our information about photobiomodulation in relation to blood photobiomodulation. I think they'll be in for a great surprise and hopefully a product that they may never have even thought about before, being a fuller spectrum than the limited spectrum of the reds.
I love that so much. And like I said, I'm just to bring everything full circle, I was just so haunted by this question because intuitively, I really liked what I was doing with the red light devices, the near infrared devices, and the blue light blocking. But I just felt like I was maybe missing something. Like it wasn't quite the whole picture. And this just explains it. I've just loved having these devices in my life. And I'm so grateful to you. And really, I haven't seen anybody else doing this, and especially not spreading awareness about it. So thank you. And I have to ask you, I really want to know what the Cinderella story was.
Oh, I'm glad that you asked that. I forgot about it myself. And it's a wonderful closing thought. And this really may talk about tying it together. When John was working with Walt Disney, doing a host of different movies and things that showed time-lapse photography of flowers unfolding, just all kinds of really incredible work. I remember as a kid, you know, seeing some of his work with Walt Disney that was on television in those days. Anyways, John was hired by Walt Disney to grow the pumpkin for the Cinderella movie, to make the pumpkin into a coach for Cinderella, as probably most anybody that knows the Cinderella story. And so John proceeded to go into what he called his laboratory, where he was growing. It was in Chicago in an indoor grow area. And he started to grow the plant for Disney, the pumpkin seed. And I don't know much about horticulture, but John explained very quickly that pumpkins in particular, pumpkin seeds, as they start to sprout and grow, they flower both male and female flowers. Well, John started the procedure, and for some reason, I don't know whether it was male or female, but he was only getting one of the flowers to show up on his plants, and thus the plants were not growing all the way into becoming a pumpkin. He was pretty frustrated and went back to Disney and said, "You know, Walt," he said, "I'm having a problem growing that pumpkin for Cinderella's coach. What do you think about we make a tomato for the coach? I've got great pictures of tomatoes." And Disney said, "Yeah, I want a pumpkin." So John went back to the drawing board, and he was still having the same darn problem. And though quite serendipitously, in the midst of trying it all over again, a fluorescent light tube overhead in his grow area went out. Didn't give it much thought, went out to the hardware, picked up another fluorescent tube, didn't give that much thought, just grabbed the tube, stuck it back in place, and proceeded with the project. Now, lo and behold, whatever he was getting, male or female initially, changed. Now he was getting the opposite. So if he was getting all male, now he's getting all female. He scratched his head, couldn't believe what was going on. But being a good observer of nature, he said the only thing that changed was the light over his head. Lo and behold, he realized that moment that the light was regulating the chemistry, the biology of the plant. That was his aha moment of recognizing the importance of light on plants that then led him into the research of light on laboratory animals, although I take a little issue to that, but laboratory animals, and then ultimately with humans. And the laboratory animals, he discovered something shocking, which I'll touch on, and that was that lights, using fluorescent lights, John used different color fluorescent lights with laboratory mice. And he used from pink fluorescent to white fluorescent. I'm not sure what the other one was. And then natural sunlight. The laboratory mice under the pink fluorescence lived half as long as the lights under nature's sunlight, which is simply suggesting that longevity, one, if people are interested in health span, which we've already touched on, that you get energized from light, it reduces depression, it elevates your mood. Not only does it add to one's health span, now it adds to one's lifespan. The longevity that so many people may be seeking and spending millions and billions of exotic research, the simple fact that the light that you're under indoors or the light that you should be under outdoors absolutely has an impact on health span and or longevity, which is shocking but true. The fact that what John saw, then with children, what he saw. So he went from plants research, as I just mentioned, with these laboratory animals and light and longevity and health span, lifespan. He then went into the classroom where they put hidden cameras, time-lapse cameras, in the Sarasota school, in a Sarasota school, I think it was a 1-6 first grade, I believe. But the point is they got permission to put in hidden time-lapse cameras. And what they captured was the lights being conventional lighting and students that had hyperactivity and learning difficulties. Then they, after time-lapse window where they captured those kids on film, then they changed the lighting in those days to the Vitalite that I mentioned earlier. And they found that not only did the children, you know, have less learning problems and learning difficulty, but the whole benefit of their little test scores, everything improved. So he was able to demonstrate that student scholastic performance benefited under full spectrum light, hyperactivity was diminished, learning difficulties were overcome. So whether it be people, whether it be, in this case, laboratory animal for test of longevity or plants, the benefit that John discovered and brought to the world that he called full spectrum light, he labeled that term, and the negative of malillumination, another term that he labeled, for my money, that has set me on fire for the last 35 years. And I'll be 78. I don't see myself retiring, hopefully, for a long time.
That is so, so incredible. I love it so much. I'm never going to be able to look at the Cinderella pumpkin the same way again. That's amazing. Did he tell you stories about working with Walt Disney?
You know, not, I must admit, not that much, other than they obviously, you know, John was a time-lapse photography innovator. And when I say innovator, all of the equipment that he used, he had to make it himself. I can't tell you what a genius this guy was. And ironically, his real profession, he was a banker. You know, this was his hobbies, if you would, that ultimately he became a pioneer for time-lapse photography. He became a pioneer of the new science called photobiology. But the man was an absolute, probably the only real genius that I've ever met. Didn't really have a lot of discussion about Walt Disney, other than that tomato pumpkin routine, to be honest with you. But the man was just absolutely fascinating, fascinating. And that's what got me. When I saw that early video, again, 35 years plus ago, that set me on fire. And I'm sure you and your audience can hear, I haven't stopped.
Yeah, no, it's so, so incredible. And it's kind of appropriate analogy or metaphor or analogous, you know, what you're creating with this light, which I just think is so important for health and, you know, mental and emotional and spiritual and physical well-being. You really like it, like shines through you as a person. Like you're like that type of person. I just remember when we had our first call and I was like, this man just like radiates light. Like you're so, so amazing. Like I said, I love the devices. So thank you so much for all that you're doing and your time and sharing all of this. And again, for listeners, you can go to soulshine.org and use the coupon code Melanie Avalon to get 10% off your orders. I cannot recommend it enough. I can't recommend it enough for yourself. Like Ken said, for yourself, for your plants, for your pets. They also make really great gifts. If you're looking, especially in the biohacking world, if you're trying to, you know, find something unique because so few people are doing this, these would make really great gifts for loved ones as well. So thank you so much for everything, Ken. This has been an absolute delight.
Yeah, I like that delight. I'm with you on that, Mel, completely. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share this information. It really is vital. And again, thanks so much, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, so appropriately enough, the very, very last question, it's very quick, and I just ask every single guest it on the show to end the show, and it's just because I realize more and more each day how important mindset is. So what is something that you're grateful for?
Besides my dear beloved brother, I think in all honesty, up and beyond the outer light that we've just discussed for this last hour or so, somehow I got lucky and stumbled into inner light by way of meditation, to be quite frank with you. I think that in all honesty, possibly the most, if not the most important, one of the best things that happened to me, I had one of those, actually had a couple of those things called epiphany, but they basically led to this inner light experience. But I support that primarily with meditative techniques. It doesn't have to be religious or even philosophical, but I would encourage, and I'm confident probably most of your biohacking audience is very familiar with it. I just can't say enough good about the value of meditation to quiet the noisy chatter of the mind, to get laser focused for whatever your tasks in life. But overall, priceless. I see meditation for inner light, and I see Soulshine Photo Nutrition for outer light.
I love it so, so much. And I know that's something that really, really resonates with so many people in the audience. So thank you. And for me, I'm just, again, so grateful for everything that you're doing. I can't wait to hear listeners' experiences with the devices and their feedback. And we can just continue spreading this awareness about malillumination.
Thank you, Melanie.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. For more information, you can check out my book, What When Wine, Lose Weight and Feel Great with Paleo-Style Meals, Intermittent Fasting, and Wine, as well as my blog, melanieavalon.com. Feel free to contact me at podcast@melanieavalon.com. And always remember, you got this.